morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Operation that kind of slipped in on a whole lot of folks here in Clay County. And we're going to talk about those things, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I have two guests here with me this morning. I have Joe Williams and Brian, your last name?
Brandon Hardy is my last name.
Brandon. I said that on my paper. So Brandon Hardy.
Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y.
H-A-R-D-Y, all right. Like John Hardy.
Yeah, or the Hardy Boys is what I often get.
Who were the Hardy Boys?
Oh, they were a couple of guys who, they were like a novel characters, and they solved mysteries and everything like that. It was great.
So they recognize you. You're not one of them, are you?
No, unfortunately not. I'm not that smart.
Okay, first off, Brandon, we'd let you kind of introduce yourself to the folks out in radio land.
Yeah, most definitely. So my name is Brandon. I used to work at the Gaylord Opryland down in Nashville and moved up here to kind of come and work as the general manager at Getaway Dale Hollow. Getaway Dale Hollow is a 50 cabins on 400 acres of land, roughly, and they're tiny cabins that kind of, you know, sit nestled out in the woods to help people get away from it all.
Okay, and I guess between you and Joe Williams down on, and Joe is kind of Joe
Miller,
of the Miller family of Glasgow, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
I'm not real good with names sometimes. Who do I know is named Joe Williams? These two guys are kind of in charge of this place out there, like I said, that most folks didn't know a whole lot about, and most of us here in the county didn't know a whole lot about. We had all kinds of rumors floating around with them to begin with, and I guess the thing to do would maybe let, between the two of them, give us a little bit of history, who you are, where you are, who the company is, some of the things about it, some of the things they do, locations they're at, just any type of information for folks.
Yeah, most definitely. So Getaway is 6 years old, and in that 6 years, they've expanded to places like Atlanta, Boston, North Carolina, New York, California. They're all over the country. And it's all the same product, these tiny cabins that are in the woods, and, you know, they just provide an escape for people. So in our cabins, there's no Wi-Fi or television. The goal is to really give people space for free time. And we found this place in Salina and are absolutely loving it. It's a beautiful piece of property out there. Joe can tell you a little bit more about why we kind of chose Salina here.
Okay. Just exactly, what is this company? I mean, how did it start? Like, if you want to be a part of it or something, you know, kind of the business side of it a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely. So it started with our founder, John Staff. He went out and he's from New York, so he wanted to get out of the city and get away from it all. And he started it off, you know, with just a couple tiny cabins and, but as far as positions, you know, Getaway is constantly growing. We've got a couple things coming up, some different locations. And to be a part of it, you know, there's all kinds of ads on LinkedIn and stuff like that. That's where I found my opportunity to get into Getaway. But he started just out of a goal to kind of, you know, separate himself from the city life, from the hustle and bustle of everything.
Okay, and if you're wondering what tiny cabins are, I mean, of course, these are the hot things on Home and Garden TV and some of those things. And you see the little boxes with wheels on them, mm-hmm. and that's kind of That's what these guys, they're all, what you've got, 38 of one style and 12 of the other. 38 of them, they said.
Yeah, so we have 38 single bed cabins, which means they just have one bed, and then we have 12 double bed cabins, so it has bunk beds, so families can come out and kind of visit, or if you just want to bring your friends. That's kind of the setup.
Okay. We also have handicap accessible cabins as well.
And the some of the locations, I mean, I've got the little map. Joe had the map up a minute ago. You reach from Big Bear, California, to up all the way on the East Coast. Got anything in Maine yet? Or
the closest one to Maine would be our New York outpost.
Okay.
The Catskills.
Yeah. And then the Catskills. And most of these are near some type of attraction, I mean, or some natural attraction, right?
Yeah, so each location has its own natural beauty kind of built into it. Whenever they're sourcing for different properties, they look for places that are just absolutely beautiful. The main goal is to be that 2 hours away from a major city. So
right.
If you go to our website, you'll see, you know, Getaway Nashville is what we're called. We're actually, our official name is Getaway Dale Hollow.
Right.
It's marketed as Getaway Nashville so that we can kind of draw those people from the city and bring them out and back into nature and give them a comfortable place to kind of rest and recharge.
Okay, and I think Joe gave me permission to drive through the other day, and I think the first car that I saw there was from Missouri, and that's a little bit farther than 2 hours away, isn't it? What about the farthest, maybe the way that you've had a guest this year so far that you can think of?
We've had some from Canada, actually, Texas, Arkansas, so they're coming from everywhere.
Okay, now, once they get here, what do they do?
Yeah, that's a huge part of what we do as a company. The goal is to really just have them relax. They, whenever guests arrive, they have, of course, the cabins. We have a mini library in the cabins. And then outside we have, you know, a fire pit, and they make fires, they roast s'mores. For all of our guests, whenever they arrive, they get a complimentary s'mores packet that has marshmallows, chocolate, and stuff like that. And then we also have a map that kind of gives the lay of the land of the area. It gives a couple of the shops here in town and some different places that are a little bit further out, like an hour away, like Cummins Falls and stuff like that.
Okay, so you have that stuff there available where they're in the cabin where they can find that. Okay, now, duration of stay. How long do most folks stay when they book?
Typically, our duration of stay is around 2 days. I think that most people come out, and after 2 days, they do feel that kind of recharge that I was talking about earlier. And that's where, you know, after that time, they're good to go back home.
And the weekdays, I noticed when you go online, I think there's maybe 18, 20 cabins that are rented maybe right now through the week, what about weekends? Pretty full for you, or?
Weekends are very full. Our busiest days, just for the cabin keeping standpoint, are Fridays, Sundays, and Mondays when most people are heading out. But even during the weekdays, you know, we still occupy a lot of our cabins. We actually, June 1st, we opened up 100%, and we're seeing lots and lots of bookings come through. It's really exciting to get all these people through here.
Okay, now, in terms of advertising, there's really local advertising, I mean, that's not something you're looking at all that much, are you, Brandon? Or, if someone locally here wants to book a cabin out there, they go online, right? Tell us a little bit about the booking process then.
Yeah, most definitely. So whenever a guest comes in and they book a cabin, it's all through online. It's all virtual. I have the saying that if everything goes right, when you get to the cabin, you don't interact with any of the staff there. Whenever you book a cabin online, you're then put in contact with our community team, who is basically like a virtual front desk. And then they give you, you know, your cabin name, the code to get into your cabin, and through that you can kind of request whatever you need through either a phone call or a text message or something like that with our community team.
So you don't have any greeters out there or anybody to lead you to your cabin? Or
no, there is. Whenever you come up, there's a kiosk that gives you the map and everything, and it shows you where your cabin is, and that's kind of the way that we use that.
And you've got the address sign out on the Moss Arcot Road.
Exactly.
Where they noticed, have you had anyone lost yet? Did you?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. We've had a couple people come through and get lost. But that's kind of the fun of it, too, is we want it to be a discovery. We don't want to necessarily, like, put ourselves out and say, this is Getaway. We want people to be able to discover us as they come in and really feel like it's kind of an adventure.
Okay, and I know some of us sometimes, if we come into a place like that, people check in after dark out on the Moss Arcot Road in the middle of the woods. You hadn't had any emergency calls yet. Have you someone totally lost and calling you from Cookeville or somewhere or another trying to find the place yet?
No, as of yet, we haven't had too many emergency calls. We do have right at the front an emergency phone, you know, making people feel more comfortable that, you know, it's a ground line. So, thus far, our community team has done an awesome job of giving guests direction. And we do. We have a couple guests who come in at, like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. So.
Okay, let's take a little short break. We have some folks that have sponsored this show, and we really appreciate those folks. I know the Chamber of Commerce here in Salina, the 3-star folks, really work hard to make this show possible here each Thursday morning, and also all of our great sponsors here in and around Salina. And we'll work in a few words from them, and we will come back in just a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Brandon Hardy is here with me. I got the last name right, first name correct.
There you go.
But we've kind of been just talking a little bit about the Getaway out there, and it truly is a getaway. And I know a lot of the folks here in Clay County are still really unknowing about the situation out there and some of the rumors that floated around. Tell us a little bit about kind of what you've heard people talking about you that didn't know who you were.
Most definitely. I mean, we've heard that we're everything from timeshares to trailer parks, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Really what we are is we are, you know, these cabins throughout the woods where people can just kind of separate themselves. And, you know, we invite guests of all walks of life to come out and just re-experience nature, you know. We have found as a company, as a movement, we've found that it's really, people don't go into nature much anymore. People have kind of, you know, consumed themselves with cell phones and technology and the hustle and bustle and the go, go, go. So we kind of want to make that space, and we want to, you know, invite people out to stay in our tiny cabins to take a second.
Okay, and now I think maybe one of the ideas behind this could be that if you're thinking about purchasing you a little camper and taking out to the highways, travel up and down Highway 1 out on the West Coast or something and stay in one of these, that you can get a two-day sample out there, can't you?
Yeah, most definitely. Take a second to get away from that the technology and step away from it all.
Does Twin Lakes have Wi-Fi out there, guys?
We do not. On our property, we do not have, none of the cabins have Wi-Fi, so.
And we don't have enough phone service to get 4G service, I don't get.
Definitely not enough.
That's the whole idea, though, just disconnect from all of that.
Okay, now we've let Brandon do some talking, and like I said, he came in as a later person, and I know Joe, you were there from, were you there from the beginning?
There were 12 cabins there when I got there.
Okay, so they had already started. Tell me some of the problems, the physical problems of just electricity and water out there.
I mean, everything's ran pretty smoothly since the beginning, since we opened. Going in, though, there was a lot. I mean, there's tons of trees up there, clearing all of that out, getting the septics in. That was pretty much the biggest problem, was just getting everything cleared out. We haven't had any issues electric-wise. We had the power go out one night, that storm a couple of weeks back, but other than that.
So each of the cabin does, they do have electric lights in them?
Yes, they have their own septic, they have their own electric, everything you need and nothing you don't.
And nothing you don't is everything really?
That's the Wi-Fi, the TV, things like that.
So if I really want to get back to nature without being out in nature, physically sleeping on the ground, that's the place I need to be.
I think it's a great place to come to. And we have a few activities. We have a couple of trails that are beautiful. I think if you do want to escape, if you want to get away from technology, from work, problems in the world, it's the perfect place.
Okay. I don't know. We've covered a bunch of stuff, but, you know, how do you, how are some of the ways that you can benefit Clay County?
Well, I think one thing that I've heard from a lot of the local shops, things like that, that their business has increased so much in the last month and a half. We've done a lot of business with Clay County Farm Supply, of course, and we love Teddy Lou's over here. So I think just bringing people in.
But do you, of course, you give them directions. Do you have a list of some of the things here in the county that that you might direct them if they want to get out and drive for an hour or so?
We do. It's actually included in the paperwork whenever they go into their cabin. It's the lay of the land, things to do here in Solana, things to do around Solana.
There's also, you know, ways that we want to continue to benefit Clay County is we want to be a good neighbor. You know, that's definitely our goal. We didn't, we know we kind of came in here quietly and now we're here, and I personally want to make sure that, you know, Getaway Dale Hollow is a good neighbor to Salina. I know that we had the local high school. Was that right?
The yeah, they school? Actually built the picnic tables and the chairs for us. The ag teacher, I'm not sure what his name is.
Mr. Craighead?
I believe so. He actually came in to deliver our last three chairs a couple of days ago.
And we, you know, for that, we donated, of course, a piece of equipment that I think that they needed down at the high school. But, you know, doing things like that, being involved in the community is something that I personally really want for Getaway Dale Hollow to be. I know Joe being a community member here, a lot of the contractors and the people who've come out are his family members. So.
Yes. Okay, now, Brandon, are you living here all the time, Brandon, or are you kind of commuting and slipping back to the big city?
Right now I'm living in Cookeville. Really all good to try and keep it as close as possible. But that's just because, you know, right now, as I'm sure you know, with the housing market, it's just been crazy to try and find a place.
Yes.
But Joe lives nearby, and then we do have an on-site manager who lives in an apartment on-site.
Who's your on-site manager?
That would be our assistant general manager. His name is Max. And that's just also to give our guests kind of a sense of security that somebody is always there.
Right. Okay. Now, how about little things like cabin cleaning? What about that, the housekeeping out there? What kind of ordeal do you have with that, or do you?
It is a great time. Our cabin keepers are awesome. That was whenever I came on to the getaway team, that was kind of my whole part of it, was to hire on all the cabin keepers. And we've hired a lot of locals, and a lot of people have come in. Unfortunately, I don't know the deep roots of Salina, but I know that there's a couple of people that Joe's recommended, some high school students who come in, and we train them on how to clean our cabin, and every cabin is deep cleaned every time. So due to the pandemic, you know, we kind of rethought our cleaning process, and literally every nook and cranny is checked and wiped down and sanitized whenever, before the guests come in.
And I know there are some great pictures of the interior of the cabin. They really don't look real attractive from outside, do they?
The goal is to have them blend in outside. So that's why the black color is chosen. We want them to kind of blend into the background.
What do you think would happen if you paint them camouflage?
Oh, goodness. I think that...
We'd have more hunters up there.
Yeah.
Now, you just mentioned something there, too, Joe, that... people get out and wander around out there. You have warned them that, you know, that really and truly, I mean, being quite serious, that they do need to be careful where they may take a trek to, that type of thing, because, you know, we do have the deer hunters that work in there.
Well, fortunately, the good citizens of Salina came and asked us if they could. Of course, we had to tell them no, but they were kind enough to ask, at least.
Very respectful. Yeah, we've had a couple people come up. But also, it's, you know, the guests who are coming out there, they're kind of looking for peace.
Right, quiet. Peace and quiet.
So really, Getaway Dale Hollow is designed, you know, if you're a guest, come on. But really, we want to give them their space. And that's kind of why we, you know, have expressed to the hunters that they're not able to get out there.
Okay, now, I know you said that you have purchased approximately 400 acres, which does give you... pretty good buffer zone, doesn't it? Where are the cabins situated within those 400 acres? You know, the space where there's nothing other than woodland. Joe, I guess maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you come in, you drive about a mile back to the end of the site where the cabins are located. They're all on, we have five roads out there that they're on. There's space to where you can't see another cabin, but not too far that we can't get to if there's an emergency, things like that.
So are they within like a little enclave there within like so how many acres maybe where the cabin is?
We're probably occupying about 8 to 10 acres.
So there's lots of buffer zone around there.
Yes.
Do you guys know who owned the property before they bought it? I mean,
I believe it was Honest Abe or somebody with Honest Abe, but I'm not sure.
Okay, the Smith family.
I believe so.
And, of course, I guess there's not a whole lot of good, tremendous timber left on it, but there's plenty of woodland.
There's plenty of woods out there.
Plenty of woodland, yeah.
Well, so now you guys might, maybe you want to do some squirrel hunting later on. You get off the property, or you're not hunters or fishermen or
big hikers. And our nature trails are really nice because we have that space. We have some really really nice nature trails on our property that I've personally hiked and
And you tape off too every once in a while.
I think I told Joe the other day, I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break. I've got some birthdays to read off. We give away an ice cream cake here every Thursday morning for people that celebrated birthdays in the last week, and I've got a little list here this morning, and we'll go over those, and at the end of the show, we'll draw out a lucky number from our handy-dandy, non-computerized, sophisticated selection system, and give them a birthday cake, which you go over by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up a little Dairy Queen coupon and take it over and trade it in for an ice cream cake. And celebrating this past week, we have a group here that Miss Juanita Gash called in, and her own name, of course, with three other folks that all celebrate the birthday they celebrate together. And that's Juanita Gash. This is on the 3rd of this month. Juanita Gash, Brenda Likens, Sheila Smith, and Rose Browning. These folks all here in Clay County celebrate a birthday. And also, along about that time, Mary Ann Hamilton, and then Brian Gash celebrated a birthday on the 28th. So we got a whole bunch on one phone call there, but also celebrating this month, Herman and Joanne Roten celebrated an anniversary, and Gary and Geneva Pennington celebrated their 37th anniversary on June the 1st, and also Miss Wanda Donaldson celebrated a birthday. So toward the end of the show, one of them will be the lucky winner of an ice cream cake. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We have been here kind of, we haven't got real technical. What does it cost a fella to spend the night out there?
Typically, it's anywhere from $99 to $299, depending upon the different availability, the time of the year, things like that. Right now, I think it's at $129 is what it is for the weekend.
And you have, like you said, the two-bedroom and the one-bedroom. And, hey, I know you guys would love to have a bunch of local folks getting online. Don't come out there and try to rent your cabin after you get out to their place. Do it online and come out there on your own, find your cabin, and spend a couple of nights with them and kind of, I guess, soak in what you have around you that you've never really looked at and appreciated what you've got. And, you know, look and see, you know, I know years and years and years ago, when I decided to move to Clay County after I graduated from college, and I looked around, of course, I planned on becoming an educator, and you look around and you see the salary, but then, you know, you think and you look, hey, I get to go live in a place where folks are paying, in some instances, I know places here in Clay County, folks now are paying $1,800 a night just to stay here, and you get to stay here 365 days a year, and that's a whole lot of salary. And I know that's something that I don't know you guys, I'm sure you're quite aware of, that we do have some of the vacation rental places that are asking $1,800 a night to spend the night here in Clay County up on the lake. So
yeah, the lake is definitely a big, you know, draw and kind of show people. We direct people to Pleasant Grove all the time, that little park over there. That's one of our, like, go-tos. It's a family. I think Joe just took one of our guests fishing over there.
Actually, that was at Horse Creek.
Oh, Horse Creek.
Yes.
Okay.
Pleasant Grove was the first option. It was too crowded, so we went over to Horse Creek to go fishing.
Yeah. Pleasant Grove is a big parking place right now since there's no parking over at Cedar Hill Motel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a wonderful place with the Swinging Bridge, which is a landmark here for this area. And you're open year-round.
Every day.
Every day, 365 days a year, and plus one more on leap year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if, like I said, guys, do you, if someone just wants to drive down and take a look, I know if you've got cars lined up, you don't want that, but if someone occasionally wants to drop by and just take a look at this place, I guess it's a good idea if they'll stop and knock on the door and let folks know that you're there. But if, you know, if they want to go by, I know you have one major rule. If there's a car in there, don't get near them. Stay away from any cabin or anything. But
and
if you
definitely, you know, when coming out, once again, the idea is peace and quiet. So, no horns, you know, four-wheelers, stuff like that. That's kind of not quite what we're looking for there.
So you're not inviting folks to bring their four-wheelers with them?
No, please keep your four-wheelers at home.
I was going to recommend maybe have a four-wheeler meet out there or something.
Oh, goodness, yeah. No, that's too loud, too much disruption.
Okay, now, I've read some of the reviews there, and I think I only read one out of everyone I read that kind of didn't like it because there wasn't anything to do there. And I don't know, you probably replied, well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah,
that,
well,
it's for you to come up with things to do, not for us to tell you what to do.
And we do, on our little lay of the land and packets, we suggest, you know, meditation. We also have things like little Mad Libs for people to do. Just, you know, small things for people to do and kind of just relax and really reflect on whatever they want to reflect on.
Well, now, are you building a gathering place out there or anything, or a little room where you can have maybe a demonstration room or something like that? Are you thinking anything along that line?
Unfortunately, with Getaway, the goal is to kind of keep everything separate, so we don't have really any public gathering space or anything like that because we want people to feel like they're kind of on their own and, you know, having their own experience. So I don't think that's anywhere in the plans to kind of build that gathering space.
So, you know, like a welcome here and that type mm-hmm. thing. You know, you're welcome, but come on in.
Mm-hmm.
The cabins, like I said, they're what size are they? We got to talk about the size of those things, the actual footage of those.
So they're right around 160 square foot. They're tiny cabins. But like I mentioned earlier, they have everything that you need in them. We have the two stove burners, mini fridge, bathroom, shower, bed or two bed, depending on which
right.
cabin you get. But right at 160 square foot, and then you have a pad with a fire pit outside and a couple of Adirondack chairs to actually enjoy nature outside as well.
Are the two-bedroom cabins the same physical size?
They may go up to 200 feet, but it's not real noticeable because
right.
it has other big beds. Our beds are queen-size mattresses. And I know on the two-bed cabins you have a little, like, shelf against the big window, which our big window is kind of our signature thing about our cabins. That's a whole wall, basically, right above the bed that is just one giant window that looks out into nature.
And they're all finished in wood, right, and nice bright wood on
yep.
the inside to contrast with the drab outside. I mean, you're kind of walking into a different world, aren't you? But in a two-bedroom place, you better be real close friends, hadn't you?
Yeah.
they are bunk beds, so...
So, and I guess the timing of this, the winter months, of course, you guys have, if you've been here through the winter months last winter.
We were not, but that's one of the perks of having firewood, actually, the fire pit outside with the firewood. But as far as being here during the winter, we haven't yet.
So that's coming up now.
That is. But the cabins are heated as well, so.
Okay, now, physically, some of the things that, Joe, that you're doing there now, that some of the improvements you're trying to do, I know you touched on that just a little bit. Tell us a little bit more of exactly what's going on there as far as improvement of the grounds or doing some of the things like that.
Well, we do preventative maintenance on every cabin every month. We're just trying to ensure that when the guest comes in, nothing goes wrong as far as electric, water, heat, air, things like that. But to improve the site, we're actually looking into extending the trails, making them longer, so you can see more landscape. You can take longer out there. And then just, you know, our biggest goal is just to keep everything really clean.
Okay, then the are you going to add more cabins, or you think 50 is you're going to be? Of course, I'm sure it'll depend on the demand. Have you talked about that any yet? Or
right now, we're really trying to make sure that we can get our 50 cabin operation perfect before we kind of think about expanding or anything like that. We've been open for about a month now, so that's kind of we're figuring things out and we're going through it. And once we do that, then we'll kind of think about that a little bit more.
Okay, and like you said, you have had some weekends where you have had to turn people away, I'm sure already, for weekend times. And some of the busier times have yet to come this summer, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys are looking very much forward to the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what about, you know, with two people, you're not, the age, maybe the age group that you're shooting for?
The age group, I don't know that we really have a specific age group we're shooting for. And just kind of observing on the site, we've had, you know, everything from families to young adults to, you know, elderly people. I don't really think there's an age group. I think it's more of just a specific, you know, niche of the market. You know, we want to give people that opportunity to kind of separate themselves. And that's really, I think, the target market that we're going for.
And what about the folks that do come? Is this part of a trek or a journey of some kind of road trip they're taking? Joe, are you
already? We've definitely witnessed that. We had a guest that was on their way to maybe Biloxi, Mississippi, and they just were searching places to stay on their road trip and found us, booked a cabin, and stayed with us. So we have seen that.
Okay, now, I think you and I talked a little bit the other day about the fact that we're sitting in the one of the terminuses of the Cumberland National Scenic Byway here in Salina, and it runs from here to Cumberland Gap all the way up into Kentucky, and I think there it actually ties into the Freedom Road, which goes all the way to probably Philadelphia and then probably on up the East Coast. But, and I know we're going to start getting some folks on that, because I know at the chamber office that we've had folks coming in and wanting to know about that route. And there's a website for that. You do a search for the, I think it's still called, online is the Cumberland Historic Byway. And it'll lead you to a website that has a map of all the things here. I don't know. Joe seems like he may be kind of a history fan. I don't know about you, Brandon, but, you know, we're sitting in a building where a Nobel Peace Prize winner practiced law a few years ago, and just a few miles away, a little bit before your time, had a movie made with Gary Cooper called Sergeant York. He is from Jamestown, Tennessee, and then on a little further down, this was a little village called Rugby, which an English, I guess an English nobleman came over here and did something like you guys are trying to do. He was building this perfect utopia for the second sons of royal families to come over to the United States and be as important as the number one son was over in England. But there's all kinds of things like that along that trail. So I think this could, you know, your place out there could be a place where folks that are going to make that trek would spend a couple of nights there and then come on and get on the trail and travel all the way up to the Cumberland Gap.
Get a little bit of relaxation before being in a car for that amount of time.
But and then that's something that when, I guess, you know, when TDOT, they will do signage and things like that, and they'll have places, things to do, things to see, that got to make sure that you guys get listed on that as one of the places where you can spend the night or two nights here at the beginning. Well, you know, I don't know. Golly, we got 15 more minutes, guys. Joe, what do you got for us? I know you got a message a minute ago. Somebody won't know why you wasn't talking. Is that correct?
That is correct. I spent the last 2 days trying to get out of this. I'm glad I came, though. Yeah. I've enjoyed it. No, we're just super grateful of the people of Salina, really. Everybody's been super kind. From the bakeries, the restaurants, to Clay County. Matt over at Clay County has been great to us. We're super grateful for that. I hope they appreciate the business we're bringing to them. We just want to continue to get better, continue to do well for the community, and I think that's it.
Well, constructing thing, have you got any plans to construct more things out there? Your store, we hadn't talked about it. You got a store there or a place where or a depot where they can purchase maybe a few things of some kind or other?
So we don't have a store or anything like that on site. Like I said, if everything goes right, the guest doesn't talk to anyone on site.
Right.
What we do have is that on that lay of the land, we have suggested stops. I think Best Way, Scott's Best Way is on there. Some different places where guests can pick up what we call provisions, you know, any kind of food or anything they want to cook or anything like that.
Okay, well, hey, what about a place for a bunch of rack cars could be placed. Have you thought about that?
We have not. Literally, the idea is to have nothing there.
Okay.
We want you to come in and not have to make any plans at all for a day or two.
Okay, so just stay right there.
Just stay right there. Enjoy nature. Relax a little bit.
Well, how many nights have you spent out there?
I've spent, I believe, 3 nights now there.
Yeah.
Not as many as some of the guests. I like to go home to my family.
Right.
But I have spent a few nights there. I love the cabin. It's super peaceful. The trails are great. We're still working on them, but trails are great. And I enjoy it. There's nothing more relaxing than being in one of them.
And just sitting by a fire, you know, enjoying your night.
So you've got wife and kids to go home to?
Fiance and child, yes, I do. So I don't get to hang out on site as much as everybody else does occasionally.
Very good. And, of course, I'm sure you're living over in Cookeville and in the big city. And
I actually I stay on site quite a lot. I just moved into my new apartment, and before that I was living on site and, you know, figuring that out. And every once in a while during the month I'll stay on site to kind of just make sure that the product is what we're looking for.
Okay, and make sure that everything's clean and straightened up and ready to go and ready for real paying customers. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll continue to keep growing and increasing in your trade here. And I know it's great to have you here, and it's great to have any new business that makes it to Clay County, and especially one that is going to recommend that they come into Salina and buy whatever they need here, because, you know, that is a problem with, you know, we have millions of visitors to Dale Hollow Lake, but so many of them don't find a reason to come to town. And, you know, I've always said we need to charge them maybe 50 cents to get into county and $1 to get out.
But, well, and we definitely want, as getaway, we want to encourage our guests to, you know, not only get away, but also experience things on their way in and on their way out. We want to encourage different businesses throughout Clay County and things like that, you know, making sure that everybody can experience Clay County and Salina for what it has to offer.
But this is something that, you know, you're not going to put a big sign out in Austin and say, get away this way.
No.
No.
You know, I've noticed that, and I think from the beginning, I guess you practically had to book Dale Hollow Getaway before you were knew where you were going. Look like, is that basically what it looks like? Any of those places you want to go to, if you want to get away Texas or whatever, that you really wouldn't know where you were going until you decided you were going to go.
Exactly. Yep. You know, our marketing team really works hard to do a lot of internet marketing and things like that. And when you book your stay, you get directions and
you know, there's a little address sign right there, and that's how you know where you're in the right spot.
Well, that's the one thing that I think I've probably driven down by there a number of times and really hadn't paid any attention to the address sign there. You know, I kind of thought, well, really, truly, I guess if you see one of those, you think, hey, someone's building a new house over here, and they're telling the delivery trucks where to go. Mm-hmm. And, okay, now, your cabins themselves, I don't think I've asked you this, do you have a company that actually build those for you, like the folks up in Elkhart, Indiana, or somewhere another?
We have several different companies that build them out of Massachusetts, I believe Texas, Indiana. There's several different builders for each outpost.
And they build basically the same cabin, the same outpost staying place for each one of those.
Pretty much, yeah. And they bring them in. They come in on a truck hitch. We back them into the pad. We hard pipe them in and connect the electric. They're ready to go.
And they're ready to go.
Yes, sir. It takes about 45 minutes to set them up once we have them in there on the pad.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you guys here with me this morning. We've got a few more minutes, and I think probably what I need to do is maybe go over the remaining things that are going on down at the fire and take care of that, and then we're going to give a cake here away in a few minutes. Brent, anything else that you want to tell the folks about yourself, about Getaway, or anything to kind of close out?
Yeah, book a cabin and come out and see us. We would love to have to host you all and let you experience what you have around you, because it's really a beautiful place, and thank you so much for letting us be a part of it.
And I guess the only thing they need to remember online is just do a search on Getaway Dale Hollow or Getaway Nashville. But if you're in Nashville, I guess you'd want to get away Dale Hollow. But it will take you to the website. And like I said, as of about, 2 weeks ago, it was officially named Getaway Dale Hollow. And it'll send you to the website, and it is pretty simple. It'll lead you through how to book. And they said, I think you've got some special packages on there now for folks. And hey, this is an invite out to anyone listening to us. If you'd like to come take a look at something like this, you know, try something new. I know you stayed in Best Western forever. try Best Getaway and see what it's like out there. But do remember to bring something for breakfast if you come, unless you want to drive into Salina or go out to the little one-stop shop in Moss or something to get you a biscuit. You better bring your stuff with you, hadn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared to rough it indoors, and then be ready to go outside and enjoy the outdoors here in Clay County and out on the ridge over there. Well, guys, I'm going to take care of that. You guys can sit here, or you can kind of head. We're going over to the chamber after we get through here, so just hang around, and I'm going to look at this just for a second, and we'll finish up and give away a cake here in a minute. And I may let one of you guys give me a number between one and ever how many I've got on here to give the cake away. I did that once, and I told a lady to give me a number between 1 and 12, and she said 15. So we haven't had that too many times, but like I said, tonight over at the fair, this is the free admission for the kids with the wristband at a special price. And then the sheep and the goat show. Oh, we had, guys, you would have liked to have seen this the other night. We had three dogs herding ducks.
Herding ducks?
herding ducks out on out in the grandstand. We had a flock of ducks out there and three border collies. And they started out with the ducks just out there, and they gathered the ducks up.
Wow.
And rounded them up, and they had a red circle painted on the ground. And they actually herded those ducks into that red circle.
Man,
that's impressive. Are the ducks trained, or the dogs just that good?
I'm telling you, they were good. Now, they've got a video online somewhere or another showing that. But, you know, you couldn't herd cats. or they did herd these ducks. But the Century Farm thing, that is a big deal. You know, like any of the farms that have been owned by the same families here in the county for over 100 years. And I know we lost one of those last year, and that is the Hayes Farm over here across, where it's now a privately owned bed and breakfast. And also tonight, this is a big night, especially for us folks that live close to the fairgrounds. That is the open ATV and Dirt Bike Show. So, and they're also going to do, I think, a tribute to the Clay County Champions in Athletics tonight there. And then tomorrow night, there's the Kids Farmer for a Day exhibit in the women's building. And then Friday night is the Clay County Horse Show. And then over at the truck pool area, we've got the lawnmower pool. So that will be taking place. And then Saturday, as the county fair winds at 4 p.m., we'll have the beef show over in the livestock barn, and the 4-H animal demonstrations in the livestock barn. And like we said, once again, the Kids Farmers Day exhibit will be open in the women's building. Then at 7 o'clock, there is the bullwhip rodeo in the arena there. And also we'll finish up the lawnmower pull over at the pooling track. And let's see, some of the things that are going on every night, I know we've got the kids' Facebook painting. They've got stick horse races every night. And I think that they disqualify some folks that are the elder. They won't let us bring our stick horses over. But and we've got, I think, a guy that's doing chainsaw carving. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those guys work.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
And I think I've seen the guy who's going to do it. He lives out here. You can see all the carvings in him.
He actually does carvings on site. And he said that, you know, that it's really not a big deal, that all those images are inside that block of wood. All you've got to do is uncover them. So
I don't know how it does that. I could never.
And let's see, we've got replica fire tower around the women's building, community garden over there. Got all of the agricultural exhibits and just all kinds of things going on. I know inside the building over there they have quilts, canned goods, some produce, flowers. They're just photography contests. Lots of things going on. I know, and one thing, of course, we do have a little bit of a problem, that is with fresh produce this time of the year with an agricultural fair, because, you know, most produce isn't ready to show yet. But, you know, that's kind of something that we went for a number of years here without our county fair. And when we finally decided to do the fair, getting a carnival to come in that hadn't been booked for years, that, you know, had an open space, and the only open time that we found was a little bit early like this. But I think they made special rules where you could bring in some of the produce that you had from last year. And but it, you know, it didn't really matter with the canned goods and things like that. But this is a great place to spend an afternoon or an evening. That is over at the Clay County Fairgrounds, and they really appreciate anyone within our listening area that would come by and take advantage of this. And hopefully this will be one of the more successful county fairs that we've had in the past few years. And with that, guys, we have stammered and stuttered through another hour here on the Clay County Corner. And I really appreciate you guys being with us. And let me count my names here. Let's see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 of those. So I'm going to number them haphazardly.
Let's go with number 4.
A number 4. Okay. It looks like that Herman and Joanne Roden have won the birthday and anniversary. Celebrate their anniversary. So come by over to the chamber office, and they will give you one of those certificates, and you can pick up that delicious ice cream cake over to the Dairy Queen. And them things ain't cheap, you know. I mean, that's a pretty good prize for your birthday. Hey, we might work up something one of these days where we might do a monthly thing here where we might, that anyone that wants to send us an email or leave us a message, and let you guys give away a two-night vacation or something. I'd like to thank Joe for that. That's one of the first things I said to Joe, and that Joe has become a sponsor for our effort here to get our windows reconditioned here at our car show we're having in September. Getaway folks are giving away a two-night vacation in one of the cabins out there to the lucky winner of a drawing. So we really appreciate that, and we appreciate the fact that they are becoming a part of our community and want to be contributors to our community. And thank you guys for that.
Most definitely, we're happy to do it.
And with that, I guess it's time we'll shut the doors here at the old Clay County Courthouse, and we've got everything basically put back where it ought to be, and we will let say, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.